You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
It is our favorite hour of every week. It is Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com. And Dana Wright, you get the honorary first grievance of every week.
Grievance is the Allen wrench. I don't know who Allen was. I don't like him. There isn't a better way to put furniture together than an L-shaped thing that you constantly drop that will only turn 1/20th of an inch, and you have to do it 96,000 times for the screw to go in. I think there's a better way.
Go ahead.
I am not allowed to challenge that ridiculously. I'm not allowed to challenge.
Would you allow him to challenge your grievance?
No, that is my grievance. I have arthritis. Look at my fingers.
And that's from an Allen wrench.
Yes.
They do make... No. See, I can't challenge. I'll just shut up. Festivus Friday, everybody.
913-586-7798. Please allow me to be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. All right, here we go. 913-586-7798. We start at the top. Sue in Kansas City. You were first in. You're first up. Hello.
Actually, I have a gratitude, and it is 100% you, Scott. When you did the nip slip last week, you made my day. You turned a really bad day around.
So, hey, is that nip? Nip. Hey, is that nip? Nip. I'm going to start this one way over. Is that what you were talking about, Sue?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Well, I'm sorry that you were having a bad day, but I am thrilled that my near career-ending mistake was able to save your day.
Oh, I would have fought hard for you to stay.
Oh, thanks.
If they would have terminated you,
Sue,
I would
always
have been on your side.
Sue, always remember that knee plus hip equals nip.
Hey, is that nip? Nip. Hey, is that nip? Okay, Sam. Okay, we're good. Dave in Excelsior Springs. Hello, Dave.
Hey, I love this hour of the show. Okay, here we go. Phone customer service. When you call in, and it's usually because you've got a problem, you got to step through a million and or countless, thank you for calling. Your call is very important to us. Lee, please listen to the following prompts. And then finally you get to someone that you want to talk to, a real-life person. And they normally don't speak English. And then they start right off apologizing. And I'm sitting there, you didn't do it. Let's just fix the problem. All right, well, let's see what we can do. And then they start going into a long speech about how important you are and how valuable your service is and how valuable your... Just fix the problem!
Whoa.
Just listen to what I'm saying and act like a human being and fix the problem.
Dave, can I add to your grievance? I'll tell you right now, that is a script, because I've been on the phone twice in about 2 weeks for different customer service things. They replied the exact same way when I was trying to get them to help me. Sentence, the exact same sentence structure. It's a script.
Huh.
And I get it. But, you know, I have worked with, I've been in the customer service business for years as a loan officer. And when somebody calls in, I'll say, oh, wow. Well, let's see what we can do to fix the problem. And then you go right at it. You don't sit there and apologize 100 million times and then sit there and say how valuable you are and everything else. I mean, stop it. Just, I don't know who writes these scripts, but Dana, you're right. It all sounds the same. So that's my grief.
All right, Dave, appreciate it. Reminding me of a grievance I can tag along. And I've been on the phone twice this week with, one was an insurance company and can't remember the other one. And they ask you, at the end of this call, would you like to participate in a brief survey?
No, I would not.
The answer is always no.
No one ever in the history of the world is going to say, yes, keep me on the phone longer.
Ron in Kansas City. Ron, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
We're doing well. Thank you.
So this is all in jest, of course, but a couple weeks ago, Dana, the grievance is actually against you. You were not at work, and Sam and Scott and Matthew were in. And they spent about 20 minutes to 30 minutes talking about feet and how Scott was washing his feet to go to a ball game or something, and Sam was in the bathroom washing his feet in the sink, and there was some big wig in there or something. And I got the feeling, Dana, if you were there, you'd have probably stopped that after about 2 minutes. So yeah. That's kind of my grievance.
Feet talk is a good grievance, Ron.
Well, just trying to smell.
Okay, we're good.
Pleasant. Feet can stink. Merle in Liberty. Merle, hello.
Hi there. How y'all doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Hi. I just had something to be grateful for and then a grievance. I just got pretty much my dream job working in North Carolina in a week.
Oh, good for
and,
you.
And I'm working for the government doing conservation network. And I'm really happy for it. But the only downside to me really is I won't be able to listen to you guys after work. So that's my grievance.
Aww.
Why not?
Well, I can. There's not going to be a lot of cell service, so I can't really. My phone won't be able to be charged. I can't really. The only thing I'm going to be using it for is pictures. So I'll be in the mountains and stuff.
Well, we do podcasts. You know that, right?
Well, that's true. That's true.
So you can just go to our website and podcast. Sam puts every hour up as soon as it ends.
Every hour.
Okay. All right, I'll have to do that.
And congrats on the new job.
Yeah.
Congrats, man.
Thank you.
Good for you. All right, buddy. Take care. Have a great weekend. Robert in Grandview. Robert, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello. Hi. This is my grievance, and good afternoon to all you guys. Okay, so took my girlfriend to Greenwood Village, Colorado. Nice little area. Only problem I have is when she wanted to go to the casinos in Ameristar. Hopefully I could be able to say that. Mm-hmm. We had to drive into Blackhawk. It's just like somebody took a map, balled it up, and said, here, go there. The twists and turns are worse than the Ozarks. That is my grievance.
Hmm.
I hate that drive. Robert, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I hate that drive.
Oh, it is a headache. That's the best way I can describe it. That's my grievance, though.
All right, partner. Shane in Olathe, before we get to a real quick break. Hello.
Good afternoon. Unfortunately, my grievance is with Dana this week. This is a little dated. We went to we checked off Wrigley as another stadium that we went to, and we were there Monday night. And if you remember what you said, that, oh my gosh, they were hitting so many home runs, every ball was a home run, and you were so excited, but what did you do? Turned off the game.
Oh, yeah, I did. That's actually...
Why wouldn't you want to watch just us putting our foot down on their throat?
Because I'm old, Shane, and it was like 12 to 4, and I was younger, like, I got to go to sleep.
Yeah, you're younger than me, but I do want to piggyback off of what Dave just said. While I was at the hotel, I pressed to watch TV, called down because it didn't work. Their response, well, did you hit the power button?
Oh no!
Yeah, we tried that.
Yeah, you know, I didn't think about that. Thank you so much. Oh, there it is.
Right on, brother.
Hey, and congrats on going to that game at Wrigley. What a game to see! My goodness.
Oh, it was great. Absolutely great.
Is the ballpark as awesome in real life as it looks like on TV?
Yes,
it is. Yeah, they've really updated. They keep everything. They kept the old scoreboard, which, look, I'm 57 years old and I couldn't even see it. You know, so
the ones where somebody has to manually change the numbers.
Correct. Yeah, that's in the middle. That's over center field. But then they just really what they did was they just ordered or put in giant panel lights, you know, the LEDs so they could do night games. And, you know, it's very historic. We, you know, you take the tour and it's definitely worth the trip.
I bet that's cool.
A great ballpark. I will say this, to get in, it took us about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because you walk in and you scan, you're already scanned. And so if there's something on you that flags, then they pull you aside. But it is so fluid to get in. The concessions, you put your card down first, you walk in, you pick what you want. And when you walk out, they've got like 17 cameras on you.
It's automated.
And they just ring it up and you walk out. The Kauffman can really learn a lot from what they've done there.
All right, man. Got to stop you there. Do appreciate it. 913-586-7798. We do have some open lines if you want to get in on Festivus Friday. It's brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Q39KC.com. All right, we got a couple open lines if you want them, guys. It is Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. So far, they've been very good. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Alan in Kansas City. Alan, hello.
Hey, guys. I didn't have a grievance, but then Dana started giving all the Alans a bad name with her inability to use a wrench. So my grievance is with that. But I do also want to agree with Dana. The first year of sending your kids off to college is so difficult. But then now, second year, please get the hell out of my house.
It's easier, don't it?
Yeah. Wow. My gratitude, though, Scott, kind of comes from you. And that's one thing I've listened to you for many years, and you've always talked about your sobriety. And so my gratitude today is being 7 months sober.
Well, so, good for you, man. Congratulations.
Have a good weekend.
All right. First 7 months are the hardest. Gregory in Overland Park. Gregory, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
We are doing well. Thank you.
Well, I've got gratitude, and I'll end with my grievance. I am very gracious that this weekend is going to be nice and cool because I will be moving into a new apartment that I just got that is closer to my new job.
Good.
That I had to take because of my grievance is my previous employer did not give me a raise, but felt that the vice chancellor of a very prestigious university and hospital thought he deserved a 12% raise.
I'm sorry to hear that, man. But congrats on the new apartment and the new job.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
Right, be well. Take care, man. Kurt in Lenexa. Hello, Kurt.
Yes, good afternoon, guys. Happy Festivus Friday. And both Scott and Dana, I have your reservation for Funky Town.
Oh, thank you. That'll be fun.
For both nights. I have tears and tears for today. Tears, first of all, to the Wyandotte County deputy that passed away this week in the line of duty, sympathizing and love and everything to his family and all of that. And whoever did this to him, I hope you get what you paid for. Also, a tears to dang it, I lost my train of thought. Anyway, the cheers goes to Sonic for all this pickle stuff that's going on. Do we really need a pickle flavored lemonade?
No, the answer is no, Kurt.
Oh gosh.
All right, man.
I don't get it. You know, if you're into that kind of thing, fine. But I'm sorry, doesn't refresh my thirst for a pickle flavored lemonade.
Well, I'll tell you this. Sam is a big pickles fan, and when he brings them in, he brings them in a little Ziploc baggie, eats the pickles out of there, and he will then drink the juice out of the Ziploc bag.
They sell pickle alcohol now, and I can understand that sort of if you're mixing a Bloody Mary or something. But I have friends on the golf course who will just shoot that. Like if someone like gets a birdie.
Oh, spicy pickle shots?
Does anyone want a pickle shot?
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. Very salty.
Dump a spicy pickle shot into a michelada. Oh.
What's a michelada?
It's beer with tomato juice.
Oh.
It's delicious.
Damon in Overland Park. Hello, Damon.
Hey, how you guys doing this evening?
We're doing well, my friend. Thank you.
All right. I don't have a grievance or a gratitude. Just a little help. Earlier this week, Dana was talking about how she had solicitors at her door, and she was trying to get out to work. One way you can get away from that is sell them something. Doesn't matter what it is.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Wait, what did he just say? Did he say what I just think he said?
I thought I had heard a bad word in there.
I did too.
I took my headphones off for a second because my ears were starting to hurt. Man,
Damon, I think said a word that we are not allowed to say on the air. But I
may have said the one that starts with an S.
The big one.
No.
No, I think it was the other one.
Okay. Damon, we can't do that.
We can't do that.
We don't know.
We don't know, but Scott and I both at the same time looked at you like, did he just say what I think he said?
I thought I heard an F word. And so, Damon, if we are wrong, we will check the tape at the bottom of the hour and we will apologize for ending your call shortly or shorter than it should have been. If we are right, you can't say that word on the air.
He said something. sell them something.
That's not what I heard.
We both heard something different. Okay.
He said, if you want to get rid of them, try to sell them something,
Damon. Okay.
Then I apologize.
Your grievance has been heard, but Scott and I both heard something very different. I don't know why, but we both heard it.
And we shot out of our chairs.
But Damon, that's a great idea. Every time a door-to-door salesman comes to your door, answer it and say, oh, thank God. You know, I've been waiting to talk to you about Jesus. Yeah. They'll walk away really fast.
I'd like to talk to you about Jesus. All right, so he did not say the F word.
He did not. He said, sell them something.
Okay, that's not what I heard.
Well, that's what he said.
Okay. How far up are we on the dump?
Not where we need to be. Let's go to the text line.
Okay. Are there some text grievances? All right.
We're looking. Okay. People who have no business parking in handicap spots. Parking in handicap spots. Why did we say that twice? This is a common issue at my apartment complex.
Okay.
People who call in with their keys in their ignition and the door open. We can hear that dinging. Right, text.
Okay, that's funny and true. Ding. Or here's the other one. Sometimes you have a very loud blinker. Click, 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 click. We've had callers call in before, and that blinker's going the entire time.
My grievance is Festivus Friday is too short. Would you consider starting it earlier on a Friday? It is so fun to listen to.
That's a lot of grieving.
That is a lot of grieving.
Our motto.
We don't really have a motto, Scott.
Our theory is leave them wanting more, not less. And I think if we extended Festivus Friday, and I'm not challenging your grievance at all.
You go back on podcast and listen to like 96,000 hours of them if you want.
Yes.
Just search Friday.
All right. It is Festivus.
My grievance is the comment about dreadlocks is not true. That is the old-fashioned way to start your dreadlocks. You make it sound like everybody with locks is walking around dirty and stinky.
No, right. just the person that they were calling about this past week.
But if you want to do them authentically, the right way, you go for an extended period of time without washing your hair. That's how you get it all matted and gross.
My grievance is with you guys for thinking sell them something sounded like something else.
I'm telling you what I heard, bro.
Yeah.
Better safer than sorry.
Well, listen, if you had been paying attention to the show, you would have heard what we thought we heard.
Way to flip the script.
And you and I would both be punching this dump button like we were playing Galaga.
In tandem, Scott and I just went, whoop.
Yes, that is accurate. And I put him on hold, and then I started playing Galaga with the dump button.
I heard the click of the dump more so than what he said.
913-586-7798. We do have some lines open if you want them. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue, pit to plate, Q39KC.com. Jam. Total jam. It is Festivus Friday. My grievance is with Sam and me for trying to make the parents of going away college freshmen cry with some of our music choices this afternoon. But you are going to miss this. And that is a jam. 913-586-7798. Brandon in North Kansas City. Brandon, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. Hi. Hey, I hope you all are doing good.
I
work for an asphalt company, and my grievance is just because your car can fit in between road closed barricade signs does not mean you should go down that road. We are redoing some streets up here in North Kansas City, and I cannot tell you how many people slow down to 2 miles an hour and check and see if their car can fit in between road closed barricades and then drive right down the road.
That's a great grievance, man, and one we've never heard. So I love the originality. Brandon, have a great weekend, buddy.
You too. Thank you.
That frees up a line at 913-586-7798.
I did do that on the road over here the other day.
That's not a road. Wait. That's not a road.
For like 8 months, it had the road closed to through traffic sign. And I drove down it, and it was perfectly fine asphalt for 8 months. And then one day, I turned down it, and the whole thing was sand.
What are they doing on that little side road by our radio station?
They've been working on it for like a year. And that's the area where I told you guys about those two giant mounds of dirt that were like 10, 15
yes,
feet tall.
And I drove down that road and looked at them.
It's also where we found the shopping carts.
That's a different road.
By the way, I guarantee you the same company that's doing that little residential street for the last year is the same company doing 435 at Midland in Shawnee.
You mean not doing?
Correct.
Yeah.
Anna in Blue Springs. Anna, good afternoon. Hello. Anna?
Hello. Hi. Hey, hi. How are you?
We're doing well. Thanks. Go ahead.
My grievance is with clients. I work in the customer service field and work with one of the largest companies out there. We do a great job to take care of our clients, but unfortunately, we're all humans. We all have our down days. And unfortunately, clients can't understand that. They do expect perfection and just, you know, everything to be perfect. So I just wanted to give a public announcement to just allow us all to come out and make it right. That's also ultimately what matters, right?
Yes, that is true.
And so that's all we request. We just want some patience from our clients. All the bad reviews, you know, everyone's so quick to make a bad review, but it's so hard to get a good review.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. Instead of calling you and saying, hey, you know, it wasn't perfect, wasn't what I thought I paid for, can you come out and make it right? The first thing people do is go online and bash your company.
And especially small business owners will say, please don't do that. Please ask for a manager. Let us handle it locally.
I won't say what company it is, but I do know, as you do as well in this business, we know a lot of people who own their own small business.
Yeah.
I have a friend who owns a small business. He employs a person, and that person's only job is to scan comments online, and if they're positive, you know, and glowing, reach out and just say, hey thanks.
Appreciate it.
Really do appreciate that. If there's a complaint, that person's job is to get in touch with that person, find out, can we come out and make it right, and you'll remove that review. That's it. 913-586-7798. Sean in Kansas City. Hello, Sean.
Hello. I have a little bit of a grievance.
Okay.
All right. So I work for a delivery company. We go all the way out from Topeka to Columbia. On Tuesday, one of our trucks broke down and had to be towed to Columbia to get fixed. Mm. We're based out of Kansas City. Today, I was told to go down to the Columbia shop to pick it up, which involves me backtracking about 50 miles to go grab it. And it turns out that truck got towed back home this morning.
Oh.
So you went out there for nothing?
For nothing.
Oh. You got paid, didn't you?
Oh, I got paid all right, but now I'm running late to dinner with a friend. So
man.
That's the price I'm paying.
Right on, Sean. Well, enjoy dinner and have a great weekend. Sarah on I-70. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hi.
I was calling with a gratitude because I got the best slap after the other day when you all didn't know what the word fiduciary means.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And then the next morning, or maybe it was two mornings, there's good Sam, who I love. I love you, Sam. He's having to read a story in his best big boy Bill Brady voice, and he had to use the word fiduciary. And I just bust out laughing.
Sometimes we read stories in here, Sarah, and we do not know what we're talking about.
No, I know. It was right after the fiduciary, and I was like, you just had that conversation. It was awesome.
It's an epidemic.
It was the conversation about fiduciary responsibility with the municipal public library.
Oh.
They hold their fiduciary responsibility in the highest regard, was the line in the story.
Do you have any idea what that is?
No idea.
Okay. Dale in Eastern Shawnee. Hello, Dale.
Hey, Scott and Dana. How's life in Western Shawnee?
Oh, lovely. We took the dome down today. We don't need it to block the heat.
Nice, nice. Hey, I want to start with a compliment. Dana, you do a great job. I follow you on social. You are genuine in all of your social media posts. You're not filtered. And then I see this new photo you guys have got on the cover of the podcast. And Scott, you look normal. Dana, you look like you've been airbrushed and you're trying to look 25.
Wait, you think Scott
on
looks normal
that,
in that
you've
photo?
Topped out Sam.
Oh, I mean, that photo. Okay, so we cannot challenge your grievance, Dale.
Dana, I welcome explanation.
Yes,
welcome
I will give you one.
Bring it on.
I 100% assure you that photo has not been airbrushed, number one. but I did a full hour and a half in a makeup and hair chair for that shoot. That is what a hour and a half with professional hair and makeup makes me look like.
Fair enough. Hey,
I look good, and I don't have any makeup on. I look good. I didn't see that picture yet.
That's right.
Demand I mean, I went downtown for that, Dale.
I appreciate it, guys. Dramatic pause, and I'm out.
Okay.
And my shoulder, man, my shoulder looks damn good.
Your shoulder looks really good in that picture.
Beefy.
That's the reason we... Do you not remember? That's the reason we didn't retake the photo. I was like, I went downtown and sat in a chair for an hour and a half to look like that.
You look lovely. You really do.
You know, after my TV days, I don't like wearing pants anymore. I don't like doing it.
Tell me. Telephone number is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Drew in Olathe. Hello, Drew.
Hey, guys. I just have a gratitude and a grievance. My gratitude is you guys reminded me I am very glad I went to Japan before all the tourism thing came after the post-COVID bump and how crazy and ridiculous it's kind of gotten there now. And my grievance is that you haven't gone overseas to any of these places yet, Scott. I know there are beautiful places in the U.S. I've been to Black Hills. The place is gorgeous. I strongly recommend anyone going there. But there are some really incredible things to see in Japan as well as South Korea. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention Italy. Italy is amazing, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll let you guys go.
All right, Drew. Hey, have a great weekend, buddy. Aaron in Kansas City. Aaron, good afternoon. Hello. Welcome.
Well, I'm kind of on the opposite side of the spectrum from the last guy who called in, because I'm calling to say that I can't afford NFL tickets because they're so dang expensive. I was really hoping to go see the Eagles beat up on the Chiefs again, but dang, man, $300 for nosebleeds?
No way.
That is the cheapest ticket I could find on any website.
$300 for one seat?
Yes, sir.
And not even a good seat.
Not even a good seat. It is the worst seats you can get, and that was the cheapest I could find.
I have found that the best seats to a Chiefs game are in my living room.
Yeah. Aaron, I will tell you, if you're willing to gamble and you don't care about whether or not you go to the game, wait until day of.
Okay.
Yeah.
You might find them cheaper. Yeah. That's the only way I get to go is I wait until the day of, and somebody who can't go puts them up for $100 a piece, and they're in the bleeds, but you're in the stadium.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I love it, guys. Happy Friday, and go Birds.
Okay. Brenda in Leawood before we get to a break. Hello, Brenda.
Hi,
go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, yeah. Lay it on me, sister. I know exactly what you're going to say, and you are right.
Okay, I moved out of Kansas City the last 2 years. I just came back a couple weeks ago, and Route 69 is still under construction.
69 Highway, Brenda, has been under construction since I moved here 26 years ago.
They are widening it and turning it into a partial toll road, I believe.
Big mistake.
No, they want us to pay them to be on that road. Brenda, they're going to have to pay me to get on that road. That's how bad.
Seriously.
69 is.
It's horrible. I just thought maybe there'd be some progress, and I'm just disappointed.
Well, the answer is no. There's been none.
All right.
Not one bit. All right. Hey, appreciate the call. Telephone number is 913-586-7798. We've got a handful of lines open, and we can get you on before the top of the hour if you call right now. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Q39KC.com. Festivus Friday, 913-586-7798. Stephanie in Lee Summit. Hello, Stephanie.
Hey, love your show.
Thank you.
I have a couple of grievances. One, please stop playing the intro music for us parents who are getting ready to send our oldest children off to college. My oldest just turned 18 and is leaving home in 2 weeks, already crying. Yeah. And two, Dana, a couple weeks ago, right at the end of the Friday show, we were talking about tips, and you were talking about throwing down a couple of 25s.
Yeah.
Can you tell me where you can find that funny money? Because I can't find it.
It's a very specific denomination from the mint, Stephanie.
Probably the least printed of all time.
Perfect.
Hey,
that's
you,
perfect.
You hang in there, mama.
I shared it with my kid.
You hang in there, mama. And I'm telling you, Barry Manilow is not your friend when your kid is getting ready to go off to college.
No, and I actually had my sister-in-law tell me, don't drop him off by yourself. Don't take him and leave him and then drive home on your own. Make sure you take somebody with you.
You need a support
system.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I understand.
Okay. All right, Stephanie, be well. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Bill on line two. Bill, hello.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Well, hello, Bill.
Hello, Bill in Los Angeles.
How are you, sir?
We're doing very well.
I have a grievance. Have you not spoken of the commercials today?
We have not.
Is there a new one?
Well, I mean, there's not a new one, but I'm just making sure you're talking about it enough.
We talk about them constantly ahead of your visit, but August 31st,
but
Bill.
Dr. Rick has not left our lips today, nor has his voice been heard on this radio station today.
Well, I tried to text you, and then I realized, oh, you're at work, so I thought I'd bother you.
I can always call.
So
you can call anytime you want, man.
Yeah, so I booked my flight. I'm coming. I'm excited. And I just wanted to thank you again for talking about it on the air. And I can't wait to see you and grab a bite to eat, bud.
Well, we're looking forward to it. And we're all planning to be at the game on August 31st to see you throw out the first pitch.
I love it, dude.
Bill will be there. And I want to tell you, our mutual friend, Kathy, I just ran into her the other day. She's not able to attend. I'm taking her seat. I said, I want to go because she can't go.
It'll be a pleasure to finally meet you. I look forward to it.
I cannot wait.
All right, buddy. Be well.
Travel safe.
I hope you're not mad at me for calling, Scott. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
I told you, man. You can call whenever you want. I'll talk to you
soon. Guys, have a great rest of your show.
Be well. I did. That's a true story. I told Kathy the other day. I said, are you coming?
She's got good seats.
I said, are you coming on the 31st? Because, you know, I want her good seats. And she said, I think we're going to be out of town. And I said, well, I want your seat to go see Bill throughout the first pitch.
No doubt. From the text line, you can get the $25 bills on the island of Alaska.
Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah.
That's probably the only place where they mint them.
Very specific denomination.
Mary on K10, it looks like you're going to get the last word. Go ahead.
Traffic was stopped. I don't know for what reason. Policemen seemed to have stopped somebody in the left-hand lane, and all the traffic was stopped in the left lane.
Okay.
Person almost killed me because the traffic was stopped. They were going at full speed, so he had to jump into my lane and almost killed me.
Oh, boy.
Mary,
I'm glad you're all right.
I'm tired of people not paying attention.
I am too, Mary, and I'm telling you, if you can avoid it, stay off of K-10. It's not my favorite thing.
I've been rear-ended twice in the last 2 years by people not looking and hemming at me for speed, but just now I just got killed and I'm shaked.
Well,
almost got killed.
Hang in there, Mary.
All right. Be safe and be well. All right. Today is International Beer Day. Beer has been around for more than 7,000 years. And after water and tea, beer is the most consumed beverage on the planet.
Wait, after water and tea?
That is correct.
Wow. I wouldn't have guessed that.
I would have thought coffee would have been in there somewhere.
Oh, I would have guessed wine.
Really?
Yeah. Globally.
I have a grievance.
Oh, Sam, please. Your grievance, please.
I have to wait 48 hours to leave to go to paradise for a week.
Oh, that's right. You're on vacation.
Are you leaving next week?
I want to go tonight, but I got to wait till Sunday.
Are we going to the UP?
We're going to the UP.
Oh, man, that's your heaven on earth, dude. Birthdays today. Jason Momoa is 46. Chuck D is 65. Tempest Bledsoe from The Cosby Show is 52. And Joe Elliott from Def Leppard is 66.
Of one of our listeners.
That's right. Robert Cray, one of my favorites. He'll be in town tomorrow night at Knuckleheads, is 72 today.
Wow.
Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. God willing, back Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.